So those of you that don't know, Gina finishes working with me, and then she heads off to work with Adam Carolla. And we are joined by the Podfather himself. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, and please promise you'll play that song 100 times for every time you play Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood. Please. Please. And that's an unfair ratio for my ears, but I will accept it.
Now, Adam, because Gina knows you so well, I saw in my news prep that last week you had a birthday. And as she was about to walk out, I said, Gina, tell Adam I said happy birthday. And she said, oh, no, that's the last thing you want to say to him.
Yeah.
What is up with you in birthdays?
I don't like them, and not in a, you know, bah humbug kind of a way, just in a way of like, you know, my twins are coming up on their 10th birthday. I think they're going to turn 10 in about 3 or 4 days. And we've got to make a huge, like, we have to sell a piece of property so that we can properly celebrate these two who have achieved nothing, by the way, in their short stay on this planet. I'm looking forward to one day accomplishments, like, hey, 30 days sober, I completed rehab, or, you know, I can take my ankle bracelet off. Things that we can really celebrate, you know?
Real achievements.
Yes, and for me, I realized pretty quickly being born is sort of, it's not exactly rarefied air, considering every human being who came before you and every human being who come after you, and every human being you look up to and every human being you despise, and all the heroes from World War II and the Hitlers and the Stalins and the Mussolini's, like, considering the one thing in common they all have is being born, I just thought it's a weird thing to really celebrate, because it's the one time, you know, when you celebrate winning the Nobel Peace Prize or winning the Toyota Celebrity Grand Prix, something even more important, you don't have a whole entire room filled with people that have also achieved that.
Right.
So my feeling for everyone is pick a day. It can be graduating college. It can be getting made partner in your law firm. It can mean almost anything except for being born or getting married or the birth of your children. That's a cop-out. And make it your achievement day, and then see if you can up it the next year.
So am I to believe that on your birthday there's no cake, there's no gifts, there's no commemorating that day at all in the Adam Carolla world?
Well, because my wife is a good woman, she insists on having me pay for Mexican food for the family that night. and by the way, the gifts from the kids and the gifts from the wife, when you're the only one who's working, is sort of like you buying yourself a flat screen TV on Amazon and announcing it's a gift. Well, wait a minute, you just bought it though, right? Like, you're out to $800. But no, couple things. Jimmy Kimmel, who does not participate in the achievement day but sticks with the birthday, sent over a nice gift, so he'll be damned on this achievement day. Everyone else basically stuck to it. And I had a new achievement day yesterday, Mark.
Yeah.
I was at the Osh. I was at the Home Improvement Center because I'm building a deck on my house, and I brought my kids, and we were walking through the aisle, and one of the guys who worked at the Orchard Supply in, I think it's La Crescenta, he walked up to me, he said, Ace Man, big fan. And that's always nice to hear. And then we have to do some CSI work to figure out if he's a Man Show fan, is he a Loveline fan, is he a Like the Old Morning Show fan, does he listen to the podcast fan. He said, love you on Mark in the Morning.
Oh!
out of all the shows this guy does, my pile of crap gets singled out. That's hysterical.
That's funny.
Now,
yeah, it was sad to have to get him fired, but I still thought you'd want to know that.
So good.
Now, Adam has a live show coming up. It's Tuesday, June 14th, 8 p.m. at the Ice House in Pasadena. Tickets are available at adamcarolla.com. Now, Adam, this morning, Gina sent this to me. Somebody has named the best hot dog in America, and it is Costco. Costco's hot dog. So we opened up the phones and had people tell us how they eat their hot dog. But Gina shared with me that just like birthdays, you have hot dog issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds worse than it is.
sounds clinical.
And by the way, like the National Hot Dog Association will back me up on this. You're not supposed to put ketchup on a hot dog past the age of 9.
Yep. And
I swear to you. So when I see adults who aren't, you know, severely disabled putting ketchup on hot dogs after 9, I always point that out to them. I personally like a Chicago-style hot dog, but I would like for all of us to boycott the Dodger games until they get a halfway decent hot dog in there. The Dodger dog is just a meat stick. The bun to meat ratio is way off. You know it's horrible meat because they give you a metric ton of it for $4.99. And the only thing it has going for it is alliteration. And speaking of names for hot dogs, when the Rams come to town, if they do not name their hot dog the Ramrod, I'll never send one home. Put it out there.
You heard it here.
It's gonna be a cop out when they call it the Ram Dog, right?
Yeah.
Now, I have had the pleasure. I mean, obviously, when Adam was on terrestrial radio, I didn't get to listen to him because I was on at the same time. But I've had the opportunity to be on the Adam Carolla podcast, one of his other podcasts called Take a Knee. This man is cranking out, and I don't know. Look, I prep hours and hours to do this. Adam, when I was on the show, he walked in, sat down and scribbled something on a piece of paper for 5 minutes, and then we did this incredible show where he just did what he just did. He just rants. If you have not experienced what podcasting is, start with the Adam Carolla podcast. You can find it on iTunes. Gina's in there with him. He is just a master at what he does. And if you want to see that live, you can check out Adam Carolla's live show, Tuesday, June 14th, 8 p.m. at the Ice House in Pasadena. Adam, it is always my pleasure, and that guy at the department store who enjoys you on my show.
Yeah, the Osh. Yeah, again. Well, he's probably looking for a gig about now, so maybe you can hire him on or put him in as an intern. All right, Gina, don't be late and bring donuts.
All right, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.